Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of City of Glass. Paul Auster's detective story with a metaphysical twist, which is part of his 1985 novel New York Trilogy, gets a visually stunning and compellingly bewildering adaptation here, courtesy of writer Duncan Macmillan, director Leo Warner, and the breathtaking stage design of 59 Productions. Alone at night in his New York apartment, thriller writer Daniel Quinn, played by Mark Edel Hunt and Chris New, who is grieving over the death of his wife and young son, takes a phone call from a man trying to contact the Paul Auster Detective Agency. At first he dismisses it as a wrong number, but after the increasingly desperate caller rings back several times, Quinn's curiosity gets the better of him, and he adopts the role of detective and the identity of Auster. He's summoned to the home of Peter Stillman, played by Jack Tarleton, a man emotionally damaged by a childhood trauma at the hands of his father, also called Peter Stillman, and also played by Jack Tarleton. Stillman believes his father is still a threat to his life and engages Quinn, stroke Auster, to follow Stillman Sr. To say that our would-be gumshoe is then lured into a world where all is not as it seems hardly covers it. What starts as a fairly traditional noirish tale of a private detective working for a mysterious wealthy client, along with a requisite femme fatale, then morphs into a surreal and unsettling story that ultimately might, or might not, be unfolding only in the mind of a man deranged by grief. Warner marshals the whole thing superbly well, combining stagecraft with tricks and illusions to demonstrate time shifts and scenarios that are almost cinematic. Two people on stage at the same time playing the same person, for example. And he creates a work that falls somewhere between a play and the slightly unworldly feel of a virtual reality game. The work of set designer Jenny Melville and video designer Lysander Ashton sets a new benchmark for theatre design, where in the blink of an eye Quinn's run-down apartment is transformed into the Stillman Mansion and then into Grand Central Station, and it's all further enhanced by Gareth Fry's edgy sound design. In the end, you might well be left with more questions than answers by a plot that twists and wrong-foots the audience at every turn, even to the extent of who played whom, in what is a richly textured and multi-layered examination of identity and time that will not so much linger long in the memory as worm its way into your consciousness. City of Glass is at the Lyric Theatre Hammersmith until the 20th of May. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.